Okay, we're picking up on Samech Beis Amud Aleph. We're on the very top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Pamachas Nisnachach Rabbi Yeshua Leveis Akisa. One time I followed Rabbi Yeshua into the bathroom. V'limadetz Banu Shlosh Advarim, and I learned three things from how he conducted himself in the bathroom. What are the three things? L'madetz Yishein Ifnin Mizrach Amar V'elot Tzav V'nu Darim. I learned from him that we go to the bathroom only north to south. We don't do it east to west. And Rashi points out that's obviously in Yehuda, as we taught on yesterday's daf, because in Yehuda was west and east of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we have to be machmir to go to the bathroom north to south. I also learned that you don't expose your body standing up, but rather you should do it seated. This is going to be for tznius reasons. It's more tznua to go to the bathroom while seated and not to be megali, like we saw at Tafach Tafachayim, we saw in the third parak. I also learned one shouldn't wipe themselves with their right hand, rather with their left hand. The Gemara is going to discuss why that is. Amar Benazai, Ad Kanaz Apanecha Barabecha, Benazai Asher Bikiva. You had so much chutzpah towards your teacher to go to, while he went to the bathroom, like you had that, you didn't have shame on yourself to go to the bathroom and follow him? Amar Lo, Rabbi Kiva responded, Torah Vilimun Anad Tzarech, and Echanami, it's not necessarily the most tenuah thing, but I need to learn the Torah, and you don't know what to do, so therefore, I did it anyway. So then the Gemara continues, fascinating. Tanya Ben Azay Omer, Pamachat Nechaz Yachar Rabbi Akiva LeBeis Akisa. So there's another verse that Ben Azay then followed Rabbi Akiva into the bathroom. So I guess he accepted Rabbi Akiva's answer, and then he wanted to learn from Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't he just know what Rabbi Akiva had told him? Maybe he thought Rabbi Akiva would be telling him something else. But either way, what happened was only the same three things. He learned they only go to the bathroom north to south, as I said before. Also only sitting down. So the Gemara says now, Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Nazar, then Al Kana Asat Benachor Mecha, you don't have any shame, you're not embarrassed, there's a chutzpah to go after your Rebbe. So he responded the same answer, Amar Lo Torah Yivelemor Anitzarech, and this is what I need to do, following my Rebbe, and see maybe he had something else Rabbi Yehuda didn't do, I guess, and he wanted to do the same thing as well. Continues Gemara, Rav Kahana Al Gabe Tute Paria de Rav. So Rav Kahana, he took this extreme, and he went under the bed of Rav, who was with his wife at the time when they were having intimacy. Shammai Desak Vesakal Vesatzarchav. So he was wanting to learn, how did Rav have intimacy with his wife? He saw that he was laughing with her, and he was then having relations with her only after laughing and being in a cheerful mood. So Amar Lei, Dame Pume Daaba Kedilos Sharif Tavshila. So Abba, that's the Lashon Kavod of Rabbi, that was his name, or that was his name of Kavod, that Shmuel called him before. His mouth is like someone who hasn't swallowed food literally, but looks like he's doing all these things with Taivos. So he says, Rav heard this, and then Rav said, Amar Lo, Kahana, Hachat. Kana, you're over here? What are you doing over here? Puk de lavar achara, get out of here. It's not appropriate. Amar lo, Torah yivlamana tzarech. Rav Kahana responded, I wanted to see the ways of the Torah. Why was Rav Kahana so shocked that he was talking with the Lashon of Schok and Sat? Because Rav, one of the Rav had, there's a Masorah from the Gaon, Rav had, I think, 8 Hanhagos that his Talmidim took over after. One of them, he never said a Sicha Betel in his life. He only was Talmud Torah. So that's why Rav Kahana was so mispale that he was talking to his wife. Obviously, Rav felt that was an integral part of the mitzvah, was to be laughing and laugh in a good move while having intimacy with his wife. Okay, another one, just for example, he never looked more than Dalet Amos. He always looked Dalet Amos wherever he went. He never looked outside of Dalet Amos in his life. So again, these are tremendous milas of Rav, so this was one of them. Okay, continue tomorrow now. We saw before, you're not supposed to wipe with your right hand, only wipe with your left hand. Why is that? Says the Gemara, we know that Torah signifies the right hand. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, I think it was also Rechem, for the Pasuk from his right hand, the fire of the law was given to them, meaning referring to Klal Yisrael. We see that the right hand has kavod. So the Gemara says another reason. Rav Rachana says a different reason. No, it's closer to the mouth. And some say that it's just lavdavka, meaning just you function with your right hand more. You use it all the time. It's not appropriate to use it also for wiping yourself. The Gemara says now a third reason. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Nesha Kosher Bat Tefillin. You wrap your tefillin. That's the one that you use to wrap the tefillin on your left hand. Very interesting. You still wrap it on the left. You would have thought the left is more chashiv. But no, since you wrap it with the right hand, that's more active. That is a greater kavod, and it's disrespectful to use right hand to wipe. Continue the Gemara now. Another reason. Fourth reason. Rav Nachman Reyitzel Amar, Torah. So Rashi seems to explain it. It's someone who used to say the trup, and Rashi says that you would do it dafka with your right hand to show over the trup. You dafka need to use your right hand. And the Gemara says, Katanai. This seems to be machlokas tanaim. What's machlokas tanaim? Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, Mnesha Ochaba, that the reason you don't wipe with your right hand is because you eat with it. That's like we saw one of the opinions. Rabbi Shua Omer, Mnesha Kosiba, it's one that you write with. So that's okay, like that's something that you write tefillin and Torah and things like that. That's why it would be chashuv. And the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva is a third reason, Shemara Batame Torah. That's what we saw before. It's interesting that only three of the reasons made it, not all four of the reasons that we said. By the way, that we see that there's a machlokas tanaim, it's parallel similar to what we had in the machlokas amoraim. Someone who is modest in the bathroom is going to be saved from three things: mina chashim, from snakes; mina akravim, from scorpions; and mina mazikin, also from the demons that are there, the bad spirits that are there. So some say also his dreams are going to be calming for him. There was a bathroom in Tveria, and it was very bad. What was the problem? So even when two people came, and even during the day, they'd be harmed by the shadim over there. We saw earlier in the Gemara, in the first parak, the first few, like Daf Gimel, Daf Dal over there, that shadim only come at nighttime usually, and they only usually come with one person. Here, even by day, and even two people. So it's a place where really there's a lot of shadim, a lot of bad spirits. Rabbi Amir, each one went alone and they weren't harmed at all. Some of the Rabbanan were fascinated by this. Lo, Mistafi, you guys weren't afraid. Anan Kabbalah Gamina, we have a Masura. Kabla de Besakisa, it's a new Soshisuku. So if someone is modest and quiet in the bathroom, then you're going to be protected. Kabbalah de Surah, Shisuku, Mibai Rachame. So once, when this seems like a lag of point, but they say also we have another Kabbalah that a person who accepts suffering and he accepts it with silence, without questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is also a big thing. By Rach, that is a good way to get mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Excuse me right now. By his mother. Why does it say the Lashon of Ime? So the Gemara, Merabi, rather, why does he use the Lashon? Because we know by in Kedushin, it says that his mother died while giving birth to him. Whenever first his mother was really a stepmother, it was the one who took over, it was the one who was his nurse, who was his stepmother who raised him. So she used to have a sheep follow him into the bathroom so that he wouldn't be alone, and that wouldn't, and the shadim wouldn't affect him, the bad spirits. So Gemara asks the Rabbi Le Gadaya, why doesn't she let him have a goat go into him? Why does she dafka choose a sheep? So the Gemara says, Seir b'seir mechalef, because a goat could have been confused with a she. Rashi says the shadim looked like goats. The demons that we had over here look like goats, so they could have got confused and took over that goat, and it wouldn't have protected him from the mazikin. Again, very deep things we don't fully understand the amkos of why the Gemara is saying here. Rava mekami David Risha mekarkele bas Rav Chista amozga belakana. Rava would go before he was the Rosh Hashiva, so, and he was married to the daughter of Rav Chista, so for the bas Rav Chista. We saw that before when Bar Hadaya tried to kill off his wife, he first to her as Rav Chista's daughter. She would shake a walnut in this type of, Rashi says, clean a choshes, a copper vessel, and it would make a noise, and it would protect him from the snakes and all the bad mazikin and the demons over there. Basar Tamalach, once he was appointed the Rosh Hashiva, Avdalei Kavasa Manchalei Yada Areshe. So she, so what was the problem then? Why did she have to do the shinoi? Because Rashi says that when a person becomes Rosh Hashiva, she's a big Talmud Chacham, the demons are going to have more jealousy, and they're going to want to attack him more. So then what she'd do, she made like a window by his bathroom, and she would put her hand over his head when he went to the bathroom, because it was mamish, two people there, there wouldn't be an issue. But she wouldn't go in, because she didn't think it was sneeze to follow him into the bathroom. She goes, Marna, Omar Ula, Achoria Geder Nifna Miyad. So one Ula Na Halacha, with regards to going to the bathroom, a person can go to the bathroom if it's behind a wall right there, and you don't have to wait, you don't have to distance yourself further from that. However, in an open area, you would have to go far enough that a person wouldn't hear you in the bathroom. Rashi says, what is it? Mitzvah Rashi says it's passing gas. They wouldn't hear you passing gas while you go to the bathroom, so that would be far enough if it's in an open area. The Gemara says, no, Machlokes, Isi Ben Asin argues, he said the halacha is the following. One behind the wall can go to the bathroom there as long as his friend can't hear him if he is passing gas. In an open area, even more machmir, extremely machmir, even if his friend can't see, it has to be his friend can't see him, even if he can't hear you, if he can see you, you cannot go to the bathroom. So the Gemara asked the Kashan Isi's ruling. We have a Kashan from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yotzin mipesach beis abad v'nifnin achor ageder v'hein torin. Rashi says we're discussing people who are watching the olives to make sure amaratzim don't touch them and mitame them. If they do that, then you're ruining the whole process of truma maisers. You want to make sure that they're tahor in order that the trumas and maisers can be properly taken. So these people who are guarding the olive press, they could go to the doorway and go use the bathroom over there. And we see over there, as long as he's behind a wall, even if they'll hear him, it wasn't an issue according to this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Bitaro sekelu in a chanami." This is against Isi, but with a special kula over here, we have allowed you to be mekel with regards to the taharos. We didn't want the olives to get tame, so we allowed you to not be the normal halachas of tznias. Gemara says, "Tashma." Let's bring another raya from the hemshich of that brisa. Kamar yechukav yevtahorim. How far those who are guarding the olives? How far they have to distance themselves and not be tame the olives? Become tame, kedei shi'ero eyu. So as long as it's enough, they must have to be close enough for one to see the olive press. So we see if one can see him, then obviously they're going to see them. So that meaning that the person has to be able to see the olive press. That means that the other people coming by would see the person going to the bathroom. We see that the second gedder of Isi ben Asan is clearly not true about if someone sees you, you're not able to go to the bathroom. So okay, the Gemara answers shani alchlataros to akila berabanan. Those are alchlataros are different because they showed him again the same kula that we had before, a similar kula over here. That even though you see the person. So then it would not be an issue. It would not be an issue because by taharos we're going to be mekel. But normally you would not be allowed to, according to Isi ben Yehuda, see the person or hear him passing gas in the bathroom. So Ravashi says, Ravashi Amar, he answers differently. What was the halacha when Isi ben Yehuda said a friend can't see him in the second statement of Isi? That his friend isn't going to see his body being exposed. However, with regards to seeing him, his like he can't see his actual the body parts clearly, but he can see a figure of a person, that would still be mutter, according to Isi, and that would not be usher. So halacha maisa, we don't paskin like Isi, because then every stall would be an issue. So we paskin that if there's mechitos, we hold like the first opinion, like Ula. But however, when the second opinion, we do paskin like Isi, that when it comes to seeing someone, you should not be able to see them clearly enough that you would see their erva and things like that would be a problem. It has to be far enough that you'd only see as their figure. That is how we paskin. Here's the Gemara now. There once was a person, he used to have someone who used to have professional eulogizers. It was his profession. Amar haitzanua baruchos of Havai. So he was saying once about a certain person, he was very modest. So Amar Leir of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, As al behadi la besakisa viyada sitzanua ilo. Rav Nachman said, you went to the bathroom behind him, you knew if it's tanua, tisanya in korin tanua, lamit shon tanua besakisa. The Braisa tells us, who do we define as someone who's tanua? Someone who's acting modestly? Only someone who's modest in the bathroom. So you have no idea if he was modest in the bathroom, you never followed him. How could you say this in the hesped? So the Gemara asks though, Rav Nachman, my nafkamina, why was he bothering the guy who's giving the hesped? He's just a nice guy, he's a big professional, he was just making the guy look good. So the Gemara says, b'shum tisanya, there's a Braisa, no, there's a very bad thing about this. So a person is punished, the dead is punished, and also, so is the eulogizer himself punished if they say a false praise and they praise the person too much. And this is a very important thing. When a person is giving a spin in Rechmel HaSan, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to say too much about the person that's not actually true, as the mace will be punished and the person giving the eulogy will also be punished. And say too, if you say too little, that's why it's very scary giving a hesped. There's some chassidim who don't give hesped at all because of this. There's a lot of punishments can be given. If you say too little, you're punished. If you say too much, you're also punished. So that's a very, very small getter of what is a right hesped. Either way, the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, Ezu Tanua, who is considered someone who's modest, then Nifna Balada B'makom Shenifna Bayom. Someone who goes to the bathroom at night in the same place that he goes during the day. That what? Just as he is machmir by day, so to go far away, so too by night he's going to go far away. The Gemara says, is that really true that you have to do that by nighttime? A person should always go to the bathroom in the morning at night, so that he will not have to distance himself. We see that one doesn't have to distance himself at nighttime. So what was the Gemara saying? And also furthermore, Rava says, during the day he would travel a meal, which we saw before. It's a far distance. But at nighttime, he would say to his attendant, just open a place in the nearby street where I can go to the bathroom. So we see that he wasn't machmir to distance himself. Rav Zeir also said to his attendant, who's behind the base medrash if anyone's walking around there because I want to go to the bathroom there? And we see clearly again, he was not machmir to distance himself. So how did the Braisa say that one has to distance himself at nighttime also? So the Gemara now fixes the Braisa. Don't say that means bimakom, rather, meaning in the same place, that he has to dafka go to the same place at the morning and night, and rather, ela ima kederach shenifna bayom. That in the manner that you go to the bathroom by day, meaning that you go bitznius and you go by day, so too you should practice tznius im bim balayla and go at nighttime as well, and they should be machmer to go at nighttime and also be tzanua in the bathroom when you go at nighttime. The Gemara continues that Ravashi says a different answer. Ravashi Amar Afilu Tema B'Makom. No, even if you say in the same place, Lo Desrach Al Karen Zavis, this is only a reference to a case where if someone is in a corner. If it's a corner, just like you would be allowed to go in the corner during the day, so too, if it's a private corner, obviously, just like you would have to go by day, so too at nighttime, go by this corner. Continues Gemara Gufa. Amar, going back to what we saw before. One should always go to the bathroom in morning and night time so that he doesn't need to distance himself from others. We have a brace that supports as well. You go up and get up early to go to the bathroom and wait in the evening, meaning you should stay up to make sure you have to go to the bathroom. Not this is what we should go to the bathroom, and this is a correct thing to be doing. The Gemara continues now. Sorry. Mishamish, Mishav, Alteshiv, Utishamish. Someone who Rashi says, if they used to like have a process of making a go to the bathroom easier, they would use a rack or a case of some small stick to open up their body and then behind them to make sure that they'd be able to go to the bathroom. So you should do that. You should, a person who first does that and then sits down is you should dafka do it first and then sit down. However, you shouldn't first sit down and then do this process. Okay, so the Gemara says, if someone does sit down and then again it opens up his holes in the back, if he does this process, even if they're doing this magic in Spain, which is so far away, it's going to come and chas v'shalom have harm on you. These kshafim are going to come to you. This is obviously not a good thing to be doing. So Gemara says, if a person actually did this, what is his? Is there any way to get out of this? So Gemara says, kikai le'mahachim. When you get up, you say the following, loli, loli, don't come on me, don't come on me, referring to these shadim and these kshafim and these old sorcery, get away from me. Lo tachis velo tachtim, don't tachim, lo tachtim, these are the two of the nose names of the shadim, don't come to me, lo hane velo mahane, these don't spell these, don't come on to me, lo charsha de charsha velo charsha de charsha. Don't, this, literally the spells of someone who is a mechashev, someone who's a sorcerer, or the spells of someone who's a woman sorcerer, then also, they do not come upon me, and that's what you say when you go to the bathroom. Okay, continue the Gemara now in the next Amud Tana. Benazir Omer, the Benazir says, Al kol mishkav shachav chutzmin akarka. A person can lie on anything when you go to sleep, but you don't lie directly on the ground because it's not healthy for you. Al moshav shiv chutzmin akor, you could sit on any chair or anything when you are going to sleep, but don't sit on a high beam because you might fall off and it'll be dangerous and it's not good for you. Amar Shmuel, shino amar shachar ki ispamta leparzala. When you sleep at dawn, it's very healthy for you. Like steel is to iron, it's very good for you. Going to the bathroom at dawn is also like steel, iron again, very healthy. Where Kappa would sell his words of Torah for dinarim. So the Gemara says, now he's going to say some of the things that he used to say. When you're hungry, you should eat. Rashi explains, because when you're hungry and you're eating, then it's healthy. However, if you let the hunger pass and you eat, it's no longer be beneficial for your body. The Rambam in Hilchos is a pretty famous shita, that you should only eat when you're hungry. Don't eat if you're not hungry. It's not healthy for you. And that is, the doctors prove that also. It's not healthy to eat when one is not hungry. If you're already full, then there's no reason to be eating more than you're hungry at that point. When you're thirsty, you should drink. When your pot is boiling, it's a reference to having to go to the bathroom, you should pour it at once, meaning don't delay and go to the bathroom right away. Karna karya baromi. When a horn sounds in Rome, we're going to see this as Rashi says, as a simon, that the fig buyers are buying their figs now. Bar mizabin ta'ene ta'ene davuch zabin. If you're the son and your father's not around, Rashi says, and he's not going to be there, so then you should make sure to sell your father's figs so he doesn't lose out on the fruits. The Gemara has a whole deep understanding of what exactly this Gemara was talking about. When you pass through the alleys of the city to go to the fields, don't go this way, that way, because maybe women are going to be there and they're going to be going to the bathroom. And that's not snius. It's not proper for you to be looking at them. Why just a simple lashon of lo varachar? So maybe there's no hearer because it's a lowly thing. But still, lo varachar, it's not appropriate for you to do that. It's not respectful. Rav Safra al delaves hakise. Rav Safra went to the bathroom. And Asay Rabbi Abba Nachar Le Abava. So Rabbi Abba came in and knocked on the door. He coughed rather at the door, and when he was signaling that he wanted to come in. Amar Le Omar. So he said, he spoke, and he said, you can come in, let him come in. Basar Nafek Amar Le. When Rav Safra came in to Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Safra came out rather, Rabbi Abba said to him, Ad Hashta Loyal says Le Seir, Garmas Lach Mesir. At this, you haven't gone up to Seir, yet you learned from the people of Seir. Rashi says that the people of Seir are very immodest with their practices of going to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, what was the problem? Lavachita, there's a Beferish Mishnah in Meseches Talmud that says Medura Isla Sham Besa Kiso Shakavod, where in the Besa Moked, the place where the Kohanim used to go to the mikvah, they had like a chamber underneath the Besa Migdash that the Kohanim could go out, also if they saw carry, whole area over there. They used to sleep there as well in that area. So they used to go to the mikvah. And over there was a bathroom. Vizeya Kavod, why was it called Pisa Kise Shakavod? It was of kavod, it was honor. What was the kavod done over there? Vizeyak foto, this was the kavod that what? Matzanoa biyadua shiesham adam. If it was closed, then you know that there's a person there. Matzah pasuch b'doshadana. If it was open, then you know that no one was there. So the Gemara says, and so we see from here that there would be no reason to speak in this bathroom. So the Gemara says, it's not proper to speak while you're in the bathroom. That's what we see that is from the Mishnah. So why did you speak to me? So the Gemara says now, Rav Safra thought that Rabbi Abba was in danger, therefore he spoke. Tisana, what was the danger? Rabbi Shimon Galil says, Amar Achozer, maybe it's Adam, they hadrokon. Someone who has to go to the bathroom has to hold it in, and it comes in and out, so that is going to bring a person to hadrokon. We saw this before, Rashi says something that, some sort of ailment in your stomach. Silon Achozer, maybe it's Adam, lede yerakon. Someone who has to go to number one, has to urinate, and holds it back and forth, and holds it in, that's going to lead a person to another type of disease called yerakon. Okay? Continues the Gemara now. Rabbi Elazar, Allah Beis HaKisa, Rabbi Elazar came to the bathroom. Asahu parsa dechake. So a Persian person came and pushed him aside. Kam Rabbi Avah Nafak, Rabbi Elazar left. Asa dorkna shamte lechar kashe. So a snake came out and came and killed and threw the persons behind. He came and killed the Persian person. Karla Rabbi Elazar said on this, ve'eten adam tachtecha. I will put you in your place. And the pasuk in Yeshayahu was talking about then, meaning that the danger that you were supposed to get is going to go on to the goyim. So al tikri adam tachtecha. Don't say adam, rather Edom. This is referring to Edom, and that is why that they're being killed. It's Yeshayahu. Usually Edom is Roman. Is Romi. So here we're talking about a Parsai, so I'm not exactly sure why it's called Parsai, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay, continue the Gemara now. The Psukim about Shaul, and he was modest in the Beis HaKisa. The Gemara mentions about Beis HaKisa, we're going to mention something about Shaul. So this is possible about David. Two times David was able to kill Shaul, and he didn't. So the first time he cut off his garment, second time he took his like water and his sword. So the Gemara says the first time, but David is referring, he said to kill you, and it protected you. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'amar. Why is David referring to himself in the third person saying V'amar? V'amarti by the way. And I said that we're not going to kill you. V'tachas. V'tachas, I had pity. I protected you. V'chasti by the way. No, I had pity and I protected you. That's what it should say. So why is David just speaking to the third person? So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Elazar, Amar lo David l'shal. So this is what David was saying to Shal. Hashem was gonna kill you. And however, Minator ben Arigatza, because we know, so if someone is coming to kill you, the Torah tells you, you're allowed to kill them first. So you're a rodef on me, I'm allowed to kill you in self-defense. So, however, since you're so modest in the bathroom, so then I am going to have rachmanis on you. So the reason David spoke with the third person is because he was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said that Shaul really should be chayav misa. However, Shaul himself was modest in the bathroom, that's what spared him, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paskening. So the Gemara says, Umayi, what was Shaul's modesty, what was so tzanua about his modesty in the bathroom? So the Gemara says, Dechsei v'yavo, al gidros atzon aderech v'shamara v'yavo Shaul ha'aseiches raglav. So Shaul came, and he saw the area where the sheep are in, and it's on the road, and there was a cave, and he went into the cave to put his feet there and to use the bathroom. So the Gemara says, Tana, Gader lifnim in Gader mar lifnim mar. So he was extremely makbid about his tzinyus, that there was a Gader lifnim in Gader, a pen, right, an animal pen within an animal pen, and also a cave within another cave. So we see that was mamish completely covered. So since he was so tzanu in the bathroom, he was saved from the chiyuv misa that David was going to kill him. The Gemara says more than that. Lahasech, the pasuk says to lahasech is to put his feet there, to cover his feet. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Melamed shesikech asma kasuka, that he covered himself like a covering that people put on. So we see that even though he was private place, he was still extremely makbid to an extreme extent to be makbid about tzinias in the bathroom. That was the big maila that the Gemara was saying over that spared his life. The Gemara continues now. Once we're discussing the sugya of David and Shaul, the Gemara continues. Vayakum David richos eknap milas shir Shaul belas. So he cut off Shaul's garment. So the Gemara says, Amar quickly. Amar belas Rav Chanina hamivazet begdam sof inu nemer them. Someone who dishonors clothing is not going to have hana from them. Shenemar right after that, the pasuk not right after. In the beginning of Sefer Melachim, it says, Amelach David zaken ve'am chesuf began of loyicham. David Melach was not able to be warmed up, and that's why they brought the Isa Avishag Ashunamis. The Avishag, the lady who was there to warm up David, because the garments weren't warming, and because over here he shouldn't have cut off when wasted Shaul's garments. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara, once again, we're talking about the story with David and Shaul. The Gemara continues. Im Hashem isitcha biyarech mincha. If Hashem was inciting you against me, so let him accept this as an offering that I am davening that. That you shouldn't be angry at me anymore. So Gemara says this was a little. He says Hashem was inciting you. Amar Belazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu David. Meisis Karisali, you called me an inciter. Hashem was inciting Shaul. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to stumble in a halacha that even the little kids know about. That we see that when you take the, if you want to take a census, only do it. We just had this in Parshas Kisisa 2 weeks ago. We're going to learn it again in next week. The Parsha of Kisisa that a person has to give the Machzor Shekel. That's the only way to count. Israel. And he didn't do this. David and David had the Satan Israel. The Satan came and arose against Israel. And the pasuk says, "Vayases es David behem leimar leich mane Israel." Go count Israel. And he did not do this with the machzor shekel. But came with the manila shaka manila kofar. He did not take the atonement, the kofar through the coins. Hashem created a plague from Yisrael, from the morning until the appointed time. So Gemara is going to discuss, when is this Moed, when is the appointed time? But we see that David obviously didn't do the halacha, and then he was punished for that, for not taking the census properly. So the Gemara says, my Yis Moed, how long was this plague? When was the Yis Moed? When did it stop? So Gemara says, from the time that you start the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is a little bit after Los Shachar, is Her Pnei Mizrach. So that is that at that time until the offering Shazrika, which is the Shkia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Chatzos Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says in literally until Chatzos, which only till Tamid Shel Shachar could be Makrav Chatzos. That was the Zman that the plague had happened. So the Gemara continues now about this. So he said to the angel who was destroying that many people against Klai Yisrael to hold back and stop killing Klai Yisrael. So Gemara has a drash on Amar Lazar. What is this? Amar Lazar, Klash Baruch Hu, the Malach. Hashem said to the Malach, Tol li Rav Shebahem. Take me one person who's great among them, Sheish Leparmem Kama Chovas, who can, if you take away their chovas, they have many, literally debts, means that they have a lot of sins. If you have a kapar of one tzaddik, it'll be mechaper on all of, a lot more of Klai Yisrael, so I won't have to kill a lot of Klai Yisrael. So right, we know Misas and Shal Sadiqim is mechaper on Kol Ador. So we see that right after that, Avishai, who is the, was on the Sanhedrin, was better than half of the Sanhedrin, was Shokel Gnagar over Sanhedrin, was one of the Gedolei Ador. He died, and it was a kapar that many thousands of other Jews were supposed to be killed. In addition, many Jews died. Something around 70,000 Jews died. But even more were gonna die, and because of Avishai, there were no more that died. And during the destruction, Hashem saw, and then he had Nechama, and he stopped killing them. My Ra, what did Hashem see to reconsider? So says Gemara, Abarav, Ra Yaakov Avinu. He saw Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Kasher Ram, the Lashon of Ram was used by Yaakov Avinu, so he saw Yaakov and Nechus Yaakov, he stopped the plague. Oshmul Amar No, Ayafar Shal Yitzchak Ra. He saw the ashes of Yitzchak on the Mizbech, Shenemar Elokim Yireh Lo Haseh. HaKashar Baruch Hu with the Lashon of Yireh, over there, again, Ra'ah, that Ra'ah was Lashon Yireh when it comes to the Korban of Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak. Here's Gemara now, third answer. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafta Amar, Yitzchak Nafta says, Kesef Kippurim Ra. He saw the money of Kesef Kippurim. She never lakachtas Kesef Abikurim is Bnei Yisrael. You should take the money of the atonements of Klai Yisrael, and that is the pasuk over there. That's the lashon. Rabbi Yochanan says a fourth answer. Beis Hamikdash Ra. He saw the Beis Hamikdash. She never dechsev rather by Har Hashem Yira'eh. That Hashem is going to show you in that place. That's a reference to when after the Kedus Yitzchak. That is what Hashem had showed him. Those are the two. So Gemara says now. Pligi Bar Yaakov Bar Idi Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini Chadam Ar Kesef Akipurim Ra. We saw this. One said that it was the silver atonements, the coins, and the one Chadam Ar Beis Hamikdash. The other one says the Beis Hamikdash. That's what he had seen. The Gemara now is going to support the one that says Beis Hamikdash. Mistaba Kimad Amar Beis Hamikdash Ra. It's Mistaba like that one. Shenemar Asher Yemar Hashem Bar Yareh. So that Lashon is the lashon that seems to be the most understandable. The Ketiz Marna, like Kanas Adam Barbais Mamakla, shouldn't go with his staff onto Harbais. My Kapanja, what is a Kapanja? I'm a Rava, Kapanja Kishma. Kapanja is a name which means a shortcut. Rav Chana Barada, you should make a shortcut from the Harbais. Rav Chana Barada, Rav Sinu Barada, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Mari Rather Amar, Kiman Damar Inish, Takniva Adrei Aul Baha. It's an acronym. That it's Dakfima Adre. Instead of going around the rows, I'm gonna go in there. Meaning I'm gonna go directly through them and not go around. The Gemara says now, Amar Rav Nachman Ravua, Hanechmas Rav Yisaknes, Amanash Shalola Asosu Kapanja, Mutala Asosu Kapanja. If you walk into the shul to take a safer, let's say you're reading safer, so you want to go out the other side. So you're allowed to go out the other side, even though it's a shortcut for you afterwards, because you're using it for a permitted purpose. The second Halacha Rebao says, Ima Yashvil Meikara Mutar. If there was originally a pass and then they built the shul, you're also allowed to use the shul as a shortcut in that situation. Another Halacha, Amar Rabbi Yechelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Hanechmas Rav Yisaknes, Leispala Mutala Asosu Kapanja, one be allowed to make it a shul if you daven there. Shneimar bo amar tefneshem b'madim, and the psukim continue over there that derech sar tzafon l'shtachav asiyotza derech sar negev yabad derech sar negev shar tzafon, that you go on the opposite end, and this opposite end would be, even if it's a shortcut for you, let's say you wanted to go to the other side, so even if the way that you came in the base of English, you go on the opposite end, even if the opposite end would help you, so mamela, if you went through it, if you already daven, we see that if you already went to the base of English, that would be mutter. So too over here, that would be mutter. Okay, we'll stop over here because samach dalet is very very short, so we'll stop over here, and then on Samech Gimel will also end a little bit, probably a little bit higher, because Samech Talad is one just a half an Amud, so we'll finish for that over there. Okay, Yisher Kach.